bloody hell is this?
Oh boy, oh boy.
It can't be.
Footy Mythbusters.
Oh, now, Brettle, you have come in today and you've had just a sneaky, mischievous little look on your mush. And you said to me, these are his exact words. And it doesn't reflect well on you, Bill.
Oh.
He said, Mythbusters have been allowed to go out of my hands and into Bill's, and he hasn't done the right thing by it, so I'm taking it back.
Didn't follow up last week at all. Didn't give us really much.
Well, I did one, and then you were supposed to come back on. Yep. And
well, anyway, we have. This week we've come up with a beauty. We've got the 1985 Coleman medalist on the line. Simon Beasley is with us. Beezer, good afternoon.
How are you, champ?
Now, Beezer, before we get stuck into the formalities of being nice to each other, let's can I just reflect on I'm not sure whether it's a myth or whether it's in fact true, but there's this story been going around quite a bit. It was when the Western Bulldogs went on a trip away, and I think you were heading over to Hawaii or something like that, and I think it was about 1985. You were at your peak then, and things were going very, very nicely, and you jumped on this flight, as football clubs did in those days, Duck, to get a cheap airfare to get to anywhere near the States. They went via Auckland.
You generally have to get on a plane to get to the States
via Auckland, Nandi, and a few other airports to make it cheap to get there. Yeah. That's what they did. So this particular leg from Fiji to Hawaii, Simon Beasley and his group, was on the plane. Everyone was there. Dougie Hawkins and who else?
Tony Bahagia.
Tony Bahagia.
Steve McPherson would have been there.
Who?
Steve McPherson.
Steve McPherson.
Mick Malthouse. Mick Malthouse is on it.
Mick Malthouse. Mick Malthouse was there.
He was there as well.
So it was a very well-credentialed team. Yes. You know, some great names in footy, and they trotted off and they jumped on board the Fiji to Hawaii leg, and got up to about 33,500 feet, and they were on the nice bird, and Beezer was he was sitting in the row two. He saw a guy by the name of Robert Gronewagen come striding up the aisle past row 13, 12, 11, 10. He's heading up to the front, past Beezer in row two there, and gets to the front and taps the air hosties on the shoulder and said, in fact, he might have given him a little paddle.
Oh, but, come on, bro.
He said, can I borrow your microphone? And as you did in those days, no problems at all. You can have a little, got the team on board, want to address the team.
Birthday wish or something?
Yeah, birthday wish, whatever, Bill, or boys.
And he had a few drinks? Relaxing?
He'd overdrunk at the stage. He'd been on the turtle juice at Nandi Airport for a while. And anyway, he got to the front, and the lady, surprisingly, she said, yes, you can make an announcement, sir. That's no problems at all, which, in these days just wouldn't be tolerated. And Captain Robert Gronewagen was what he called himself. He got on the two-way mic, otherwise known as audio.
Yes.
He got on the mic and he's...
you'll build up to this.
He said, ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? We're currently cruising at 33,500 feet. We'll be arriving at Honolulu Airport at 11:35 a.m. And that means we've got 6.5 hours of flying time to go. Please keep your seatbelts fastened. There may be a little bit of turbulence at some stage. And he said, speaking of turbulence, this is Captain Gronewagen speaking to you from the head office up here at the front of the plane.
It's a long speech.
He said, ladies and gentlemen, you've all read your safety card. And you've got your belts on, I'm assuming, and I hope you all know where your life jackets are, because they're over water at this stage, and they're going to, And he said, if you haven't read it, have a quick glance at your safety card. This is true.
I don't think he went into this much detail, BT.
This is on the PA. Have a quick glance at the safety card and have a look at the brace position on it.
He said,
because, ladies and gentlemen, I want you all to assume the brace position because the plane's going down.
Oh, no.
This is what he told plane. And Beezer, is this a myth or is this real? Did this happen, and is there anything that I've missed or did I add too much?
You are the great embellisher, aren't you? Unbelievable.
What happened?
Look, I mean, it did. He didn't move to the front of the plane. I mean, we were in the middle part of the plane and things were getting a little bit out of control. Yeah. And he did assume he got hold of one of the microphones, and I don't know how he worked out to how to use it. Anyway, he took it upon himself to announce to the passengers that we're in a bit of strife and the plane may be going down. But look, what actually happened was that we were the captain of the plane. He came down to the back and sorted things out, and Captain Grotto was putting his plate, and actually the plaque at the rear of the plane, there's a plaque near the men's toilet. I couldn't work out the stewards as to where the plaque had gone, but T. Bahaji had it in his bag. He'd undone the screws and put the plaque into his bag, the name of the plane. So, look, I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, it's a bit out of control. In the 1980s, silly things happened, Brian, didn't they?
What did the people do when he actually said that we're going down? Did they all panic?
Nah, very little reaction. I'd suggest most people are asleep. So anyway, no, it was a very, very muted reaction.
It is incredible, Beezer, isn't it, to think that happened then. And it was almost, it was a bit of misbehaviour, but it was, it was okay. But in today's world, this would be a jail offence.
Yep.
It would. Actually, the captain of the plane, he when they put us off at Honolulu, they were due to fly us up to Los Angeles. We had to make alternative arrangements through the club in Australia.
to go by boat.
We ended up flying Pan Am 2 days later. And, of course, the American press were all over it, and they were at the airport waiting for us to arrive, and they'd worded up all the passengers about this wild Aussie rules football team. So we got there, and people were looking for kangaroos to come bouncing into the airport. Oh, mate, it was out of control.
Very funny.
Anyway, it was funny at the time, but
now things are going along beautifully for you, Beezer. I hear you're just squeaking by.
Yeah, no, doing my best, James. Doing my best, James. So
you got a tip today, Beezer?
Ooh,
where are we,
Billy? Is that you, Billy?
That's me, mate. Doomben, Melbourne, Sydney. You got the right books, and give us a tip.
Good one in Ascot. Ascot Race 2, number 3, Come Play With Me.
Oh, look at Bill. Scrambling.
Billy's gone mad. That's a good one.
Absolutely going bananas.
Ascot Race 2, number 3. Come Play With Me. Oh, 3:40, that'll do us. We'll bet responsibly.
That's good.
Hey, BZ, you're a star. Thanks very much for jumping on and confirming the Mythbuster.
Go on, you champ. Nice talking.
Thanks,
one of the great blokes, BZ. Yep. Yeah.